Well, there isn't much you can do these days without at least a working knowledge of the internet. Many people are missing those skills, believe it or not, and the Community Sector Council of Newfoundland and Labrador is going to do something about it. They're offering digital literacy programs. It's called Techno, K-N-O-W, Techno Tutors. Jeff Hilliard is one of the trainers for the program, and he joins us live in studio. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about the program.
So basically, exactly like you said, it's a digital literacy training program. We're federally funded for this program. So kind of what happened, the federal government realized as time goes on, more and more people need to be comfortable using the internet in your day-to-day lives. And a lot of people, for one reason or another, just never got those skills, whether it be seniors or people that are marginalized groups, what have you. So they've released this funding, and we were lucky enough to get a portion for Newfoundland and Labrador. And we're offering training sessions on how to use the internet to improve your day-to-day life.
That is so cool. I know so many people who can avail of this, but I mean, how will it help with someone's daily activities?
So even something so simple now as renewing your driver's license, you essentially need to do it online unless you're lucky enough to live within driving distance. And even then, it's a hassle to have to go and do that. So even something so simple as that, you need to use the internet to do that. And if you just don't know how to even open a browser, that can be a huge barrier.
And a lot of the banks now are upgrading to a tellerless renovation, I guess you could say, where there are, you know, dockets or areas that you can sit down and computer bank.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say in my lifetime, there's going to be no banks as we know them today. It's going to be different. So
wow.
we offer sessions on how to do online banking. There's a digital, almost like a fake bank that we can take people online, and they're not like actually doing anything. It's just all
but troubleshooting it.
Just how to do a transfer, how to send an e-transfer, how to transfer money in their own accounts without actually going into a real bank.
What kind of topics other than the banking will you cover?
So we have all kinds. We do things like hardware basics, like, hey, here's a mouse, here's a keyboard, you know, that kind of thing, because there's people who've never even had that luxury of knowing how to use those.
That's true.
And then we touch on things like digital citizenship. You know, that's a big one. How to be, smart with your digital footprint and things like that. But then anything like how to use Skype, how to sign up for a Gmail account or an email account, how to look for a job online, how to spot common scams, because that's a big thing. We don't want to teach people how to use the internet, but not give them the knowledge of how to not fall victim of a phishing scam or something like that.
And like pairing systems too, like when you have to pair to a speaker or pair to, there's a lot of pairing that goes on. I have no idea how it works. I just hand it off to my 14-year-old.
Right, yeah. So even things like that we can help people with. We even do lots of drop-in sessions where people can come hang out just like bring their device and be like, hey, how do I use this? And, you know, we'll help them best we can.
And who are you hearing from? Who is the demographic, I guess, who's having the most trouble?
So
it's
not the teenagers. It's mostly so far it's been a lot of seniors or like we'll say near seniors that are taking advantage of this this programming. But we're out in lots of different places. We offer public sessions, but we also go to partner organizations and we'll go to people organizations that deal with marginalized people, and they'll take advantage of certain things. Even if somebody might be in a homeless type situation, they might have a device and know how to use it, but they might not know how to protect themselves and, you know, common scams and things like that.
Are you seeing people who are afraid of the internet?
That's a huge thing.
It's daunting, you know?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing we do is make it not so scary. Because
There's
a lot of people out there who they have the ability, but they're just terrified to use their device.
So how can people get in touch? Because I guarantee there are people listening. I could avail of programs. So
you can find us on our website, so communitysector.nl.ca. If you just Google Techno Tutors, all one word, you'll find us there, and we're also on Facebook.
Excellent. Jeff Hilliard, thank you so much for joining us live.
Thank you for having me.
So early in the morning on the VOCM Morning Show.